Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Nicole Auerbach is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's an attorney with the law firm Valorum Law Group. That's a company she founded, valorumlawgroup.com, valorumlaw.com, right? Is that right, Nicole?
That's right, yep.
They can find out more. Now, you have where do you have clients, all over the country? Or?
We have a national practice. We have now 12 lawyers. We just opened merged with a group in San Jose, so... we technically have two offices, Chicago.
And you don't just work face to face either, do you? You work remotely?
We do. I mean, we like to see our clients face to face at least at some point, but not everything has to be done like that. No, not at all.
So we're talking about Nicole's helping us with things that we need to check on. At least know what we're responsible for before we enter into contracts. Previous segment we talked about the choice of law, which state's law will apply if there is a lawsuit over this contract that we're going to have. The next one is the forum, right, Nicole?
That's right. So it's a companion to choice of law a lot of times, but it's different and it's, I think, more important, particularly for small companies. It's choice of forum clause, which means that you designate where the lawsuit has to be brought. So regardless of which state's law is being applied, if you have a dispute, it has to be brought in this state or this
So is this one of those things that if I get one, you get the other kind of thing?
It might be. I think companies would be more willing to give this one up than the other one. But again, it depends on the size of the company that you're dealing
with.
Exactly. This is one that you want to push on, though. If you're local and you don't have national work, you don't want to be going across the country if someone's suing you, especially if you're going to be on the receiving end of the lawsuit, more likely.
In my opinion, if you're a little company and you accept this, which most of us do, you just need to be prepared probably to give in if there is a lawsuit, because they're going to make it hard on you. The other company, if they're that big, they're going to make it hard on you to go to another location.
Yeah, this is one where you should push on, and this is one that if the parties don't agree on which forum, that the other side would be more likely to have nothing in the contract,
right,
so that
right.
each party decides if they're the one suing.
Right. What about survival clause? What's that mean?
Yeah, a survival clause is just a clause in the contract that talks about certain other clauses surviving once the contract is over. And it sounds like it's you know, understood that it's like that, but depending on what you want to survive. So
would that be like a non-compete or a hold harmless or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. A non-compete, a hold harmless, an indemnity clause, or if it's confidential information that you're turning over and it needs to be kept confidential, you want to have a survival clause that says that.
For a year or two or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That if for some reason the contract terminates, or it just expires, which happens a lot, that these clauses don't go away just because the contract is technically done.
Right. And what about, and these are the kinds of things that folks, this is just whatever makes sense. And you may, and I would say this would be something that anybody could have put in there. If you're a small company and you're giving up some information to a big company, then you'd have a right to ask them to protect your information, your trade secret or whatever, and you've got a right to ask them for a longer period than the contract. So they can't just get out of the contract and immediately compete with you.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so and then the next thing is attorney fees.
Yeah, attorney fees, this is a big thing, and I would say as a small company, unless you think you're going to be the one on the offensive and suing, you don't want this clause in there because it will be a turning point in the lawsuit. So an attorney's fees provision allows the other whoever wins the lawsuit to get their attorney's fees covered by the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And without that clause, they don't get in America. You don't get attorney's fees unless there's a contractual clause that says you do, or there's a statute that says you do. Most people, small businesses are dealing with statutes. So if this is in there, then you need to know that if you go to litigation, even if you didn't ask for the lawsuit and you lose, you're right. going to be paying the other side's lawyer fees.
It could be a big number.
It could be a big number if it's a big company.
So you really want this out, don't you?
You want this out. I don't think this. I'd like to put these in when I have two big companies,
right?
So that it makes them only sue if one of them realizes that there's really a good reason. It's a deterrent to bad lawsuits. But if you're on the receiving end and you're a smaller company, it's a way to bully you.
There's another thing.
It's a way to bully you out of lawsuits.
In the minute we got left, Nicole, I want to ask you. Do you agree that small companies shouldn't be afraid to X out certain clauses that, like we just talked about, and send it back and say, "Can I please have this taken out?" And don't be surprised if they take it out. What do you think?
Yeah, you should absolutely fight for your rights. There's a good chance that some of the things that you cross out, they're going to put back in, but you don't know what they're going to put back in. And sometimes, if there's something they want that you're not budging on, you can trade. So make sure you don't give everything up at the beginning and save a little for the negotiation.
And this is where an attorney could help you identify what's most important to you. You may think something's important, but another part may be technically more important to you, and this is where an attorney can help you. Nicole, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Would love to. Thank you, Jim.
Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, sounds great.
Nicole Auerbach, ladies and gentlemen, with Valorum Law Group. That's valorumlaw.com. Check it out. When you get a chance, quick break. Stay with me 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Does anybody really know
what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.